In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Maybe a chance for 20 minutes contemplation on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe today is a day that the Lord changes the meaning of the cross. Before this day, the cross meant a punishment, a very condemnation, a thing that no one would love to look at. But after today, the cross has been changed to a beautiful thing that all Christian people around the world are very proud of and very blessed by having the cross. It is very rare to find that a car, it is driven maybe not only for Christian people, but also for not only for Copts people, but also for many other Christian that it doesn't have a cross. Cross became a sign of blessing for us, that we as Coptic people, as our love to the cross, we do it on our hands as well. Many of us have the cross in our hands to remember that we are belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. So the talk today is about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, the meaning of the cross in our life, and how can we all the time rely on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the parts we said on the ninth hour, we said that the right thief didn't see the Lord Jesus Christ on the mountain of Tabor on the day of his transfiguration, when the Lord was very shiny and the Lord was very powerful and the Lord looks with a lot of light around him. But he looked at him on the cross. However, the right thief loved the Lord very much on the cross, and he trusted in the Lord, on the Lord on the cross. What does the right thief saw on the cross? What he attracted him to the Lord Jesus Christ, so that he started to talk to him and telling him, if I come to your kingdom, Lord, are you going to accept me? What was the attraction in that cross for him, for the right thief, so that we can look into the cross and have the same attraction? I thought of two points of attraction in the Lord Jesus Christ who is crucified on the cross. The first thing, if we all look into the cross, you will find the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ are opened very wide. Imagine now with me that a mom opened her arm very much in love, and the little baby or her baby is coming towards her. Once his mom opened her arms very much wide, the baby will come straight away, and he jump into the embrace of his mother and give her a hug. It is a source of, or a symbol of love, that the Lord, if you look into his hands, are very much wide and open on the cross. This is what touches the right thief to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ and tell him, your arms are very much acceptable to everyone. It is accepting me as well, Lord. My sins are too much, but your arms are widely opened to everyone. From where the right thief gave this idea that the arms of the Lord are very much wide opened? From where? Because when the Lord opened his arm on the cross, his arm was full of love to everyone under the cross. He learned that the Lord, his arm was very, very much wide open with love to the people who crucified him, who put the nails in his hands and in his feet, who were very extremely harsh to the Lord. Last year, probably, or the year before, we show part of the Passion of Christ. And it was very proper to see how much harm and how much harsh was a human being to our Lord Jesus Christ, full of purity and full of goodness. And we were extremely harsh. We may thought this year, because of the little kids in the church, it may not be very much proper, but it is proper to really feel that the agony and the heart that we caused and the harm that we caused the very pure person of the Lord Jesus Christ. While he was suffering very much on the cross, his bones are suffering, his body is suffering, he is bleeding extremely, and he was very much humiliated, and all this happened to him, still the Lord opened his arm very, very much to the people who crucified him. I cannot imagine that someone who hurt you or caused you some trouble that you can forgive this person easily. But look into the Lord Jesus Christ when he opened his arm. He forgave to the people who really tortured him, who really were very, very harsh to him and crucified him. He said the lovely word on the cross to them, "My Father, forgive them. Don't count this sin for them because they don't know what they are doing." And the Father in heaven listened to the Son all the time. So Jesus knows it is not only word to show how beautiful the Lord is, but it is forgiveness. It is full forgiveness given to those people who were extremely tough, who doesn't have any heart at all. You cannot imagine. You cannot do that yourself. If I ask any one of us, can you get a piece of nail and crucify or put the nail in the hand of a person and with a very big hammer doing this in his hand, I don't think any one of us would be relaxed in doing this thing. But this is how bad those people and how harsh those people are. But the arm of the Lord Jesus Christ was open very much wide for them. He loved them extremely, and he told them, even you have a chance to come into the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes a person come for confession and said, "Abuna, after I do a sin, I cannot pray to the Lord. I feel very much far away from the Lord." And I'm telling to them today, look at the arms of the Lord widely opened to everyone. You are totally wrong to think that the Lord would turn his face away from you and he will not accept you. That today is the day the Lord is telling every one of us, "My arm is open wide for you." And the right thief was very lucky, was very smart to see the arms of the Lord widely opened for him. So he dared to look into his arm, a fatherly arm, and he dared to tell him, "Lord, if I ask you, I am the sinner, to come into your heaven, would you accept me to your heaven?" And he told to the right thief, the very bad thief, the killer, and the one that he deserved to be crucified, he told him, "Today you are going to be with me in paradise." This gives us much hope, and this is give us, every time we look into the cross, we look into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, widely open to us as no one else on the world can open his arm wide for us. He loves us so, so much, and we thank him for the wide arms that are open for us. Let us every time we see the cross in our car, let us every time we pray in front of the cross in our home, look into these wide arms opened for us, and we say to the Lord, "We know that you love us very much. We know that your arms are open for us very much. It is not true at all that you are angry, and it is not true at all, Lord, that you are turning your face away from us because you love us so much." The people who used to leave the world and live in the wilderness, far away from everything, they don't do that as a matter of exercise or as a matter of forcing themselves to do that. They do that simply because they test and they are sure of the arms of the Lord open widely to them. St. Paul the Hermit, the first hermit, he saw very much and there was trust that the Lord will never leave him perish in the wilderness. But he knows the arms of the Lord are widely open to him with compassion. He is going to take care of him in the wilderness. So he trusted in these arms widely opened of the Lord. He loves the Lord very much. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to relate in him in fear, that we come to him to do homework. I am praying every night because this is my homework. I am praying, coming to the church, because this is my homework. The Lord doesn't like that at all. But the Lord loves the people who comes to him and understand that his arms are open and appreciate that the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ are widely open to them. It reminds me of a story of a person that he knows that his dad is very rich, and he knows that his dad would like this person to come every day to say, "Good morning, Dad." And every day he comes and say, "Good morning, Dad," he gets his daily money. He gets some pocket money from the dad. And all his relationship to the dad is from far away. He comes to his dad and to say to his dad, "Good morning, Dad," without having a lovely relationship with his dad. And his dad is giving him the same amount every day. But another son of his dad, that he knows that my dad loves me very much. It is a relationship to my dad. I love him and he can give me much more than this amount of money that he gives me every day. I go and give him a hug and I trust in his love. He is not a machine that gives me every day my pocket money. He is not a machine that when I am in HSC exam, I really go to him and I show a very committed Christian person because I need him to help me in my HSC. Good enough and fair enough, and the Lord help us. But our relationship to the Lord must be much higher than that. That he loves us very much. If we just understand how much he opened his hand widely on the cross and tell us this message, that I love you very much. You are mean a lot for me. You mean very, very much for me. As much as you trust in the hands of the Lord and the arms of the Lord opened on the cross, as much you are going to take blessing from him. I think that Peter, the disciple of the Lord, understood very much the amount of the love the Lord Jesus Christ has for him. So he grabbed a lot. He grabbed very, very much. One day, the Lord came walking on the water to the boat, and there were all the disciples on that boat looking into the Lord walking on the water. And it looks like St. Peter liked this scene very much, someone walking on the water, and the water was not calm water at all. So he dared to tell the Lord as his father. He dared to tell him this lovely and maybe joyful request. It doesn't have any meaning to walk on the water for Peter. He didn't ask him to heal some person sick in his house, or he didn't ask him to do a miracle. But he, out of his love to his father, he thought that, let me joke with the Lord. Let me do something that I haven't practiced before. Let me have this adventure. And what was the adventure? He would like to walk on the water. He saw the Lord walking on the water, and he thought this should be a very nice experience. So out of his love and out of his trust to the Lord, he dared to ask the Lord, Lord, if you order me, I will come to you walking on the water. And this is the amount of trust and the amount of love that Peter has to the Lord. He's my father, and I can ask him that. And the Lord straight away gave Peter his request. He told him, come Peter and walk with me on the water. As much as you trust in the Lord, as much as you trust in his very wide opened arm to you, as much you are going to take from the Lord. He opened his arm very wide for you. Trust in his arm. Trust in his love. Don't think much that is whether he is going to give me or not, but keep asking him. Mother Basilia Schlink is a nun who passed away about 15 years ago, and this lady wrote many, many books, hundreds of books. And we have in our bookshop many of her writings. And she used to say something very nice. She used to tell the Lord that sometimes I feel not happy, and sometimes I feel not comfortable, and sometimes, Lord, I don't understand your wisdom in some tribulation in my life. But one thing I trust, Lord, very much, that your arms are very much wide open for me, a sinner, that I trust in your arms very much. I love you very much, and I trust in your arms very much. I love this saying very much of Mother Basilia Schlink. Whatever happened to me, whatever tribulation, whatever things that it doesn't look very much nice, but I don't understand them, Lord, but I understand one thing, that your arms are very much wide open for me. Don't lose this trust all over the year, please. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ opening his arm for you. In every day of the year, when you have tribulation, when you have hardship, when you really need to feel beloved, and you really need to feel that someone loves me, go to the Lord and say, no one can open his arms wide than you, Lord. Have this trust that Mother Basilia Schlink has. She said this lovely word, sometimes I don't understand you, but Lord, I trust in you. I trust that your arms are very much open wide for me. Just tell me one thing. Joseph, who was pure among the sons of Jacob, Joseph, did he understand the 13 years that he was in prison? It doesn't make any sense for him or for us that he was a very pure person, and he was a very beloved person of his father, and he was very much beloved. And however, he has been thrown in prison for many years, and he has been sold as a slave. Anyone can understand the wisdom of the Lord. If you don't understand the wisdom of the Lord in that, so trust in the Lord, because he made Joseph the fairest man in the world at that time. He blessed him very much. And when we would like to talk about Jesus Christ, and we like to give a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes we use Joseph as a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is how much the plan of the Lord was for Joseph. So don't worry. Don't worry. If the Lord is waiting for you 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, for a request that you have in your heart, trust that the Lord has a plan for you to make you extremely famous as Joseph. Have the trust of Mother Basilia Schlink, which said this one, "I don't understand you sometime, Lord, but I have this rock inside my heart that you are doing all goodness for me." And this is the message of the Lord opening his arms today for us. There is an email that usually comes to us, and it has a lovely statement. Keda, and a girl came to Jesus, and he told him, "Do you love me, Jesus?" And Jesus answered by opening his arms very wide and telling her, "This is how much I love you, my daughter." And this is the message of the cross. Every time you look into the cross, please look into the wide arm of the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in this arm, and go and give him a hug and tell him, "Lord, I trust in you. I love you, Lord." Every day in the morning, go to these arms open to you and tell him, "I want to start my day, Lord, before I come into these arms. And I tell you, my day is in your hand, Lord. Bless the day. Bless everything in this day. I love you. I trust you. You are the beautiful arms that are open to me all the day." This is the message that Jesus would like to tell us today when he opened his arm. And the right thief saw his arms very much wide opened, and he went to him quickly, and he told him, "Lord, take me into your embrace and bless me." And the Lord did that and took him into heaven. The second message that we that we may understand today on the cross is maybe the right thief was thinking how much Satan is bad, how much Satan is extremely harsh. When he deal with people, he is extremely bad. And this message we understand when we look into the cross. Look into the cross of Jesus Christ. Who did these things for him? Who crucified him with nails on a piece of wood? Who tortured him very badly? It is Satan and the people who are following Satan. He is extremely harsh. You know what Jesus said about Satan? This is the saying of Jesus himself. He said in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 45, he said, "He was a murderer from the beginning." That the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, among many things he said about Satan on the book of John. He would like to tell us, what is Satan? What is Satan? Can you, Lord, explain for us what his work? So the Lord answered in the book of John and said, Satan is a murderer. He would like to kill people. That's his love, to kill everyone who is going with him. Look at Judas the Iscariot and see how harsh Satan with him. He went with Satan, but Satan is not relaxed until this person kill himself and commit suicide. Isn't enough, Satan, that Judas helped you a lot in doing your plan and in crucifying the Lord Jesus Christ? No, it is not enough. Is it not enough that he denied his master and he left the Lord Jesus Christ and he is not a disciple anymore? No, it is not enough. What makes you happy, Satan? What makes me happy is to kill this person, is to vanish him. This is the plan of Satan for everyone who is belonging to the kingdom of heaven. That's why St. Peter said in his book that Satan is like a lion. He is roaring and he would like to snatch you from the good and the beautiful path that the Lord is preparing for you. You have to understand Satan, and you have to protect yourself from Satan. Don't go with him. What makes the Lord Jesus Christ very much weak on the cross and very much tortured on the cross is Satan, because this is his work and this is his job. But the only thing he missed in that on that day, that when he did that to the Lord Jesus Christ, he couldn't catch his soul. because the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ is out of sin. No sin in the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ. So at the minute the Lord shouted to his father and told his father, "Take my soul, Lord," Satan was going to, was planning that this person, I'm going to catch his soul. But the Lord Jesus Christ, without sin, and because of the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan cannot catch the soul of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he went to his father in heaven without Satan could catch his soul. But which soul Satan catch? The Satan catch the soul of many people actually. And one of them today, you remember, he catch the soul of Judas, who killed himself, who committed suicide. He lost all hope in Jesus. The problem of Judas the Iscariot, that he lost all hope in Jesus. He doesn't have any hope at all in the kingdom of heaven. He lost his hope that the Lord would accept him. So he decided to commit suicide. What it does mean, committing suicide? Committing suicide, it means that I am not leaving you, Lord, to take my soul in peace. As Jesus Christ shouted today on the cross, "My Lord, I will repose my soul into your hand." As everyone who dies in a natural way tells the Lord, "My Lord, my soul is in your hand at the minute you decide." And usually angels, archangels, and Saint Mary and saints are around this soul when it hands the soul to the Lord. But the person who commits suicide doesn't have this lovely minute. He doesn't have that relax at all. The person who decides about the minute that I am going to die myself is a person that no angels and no Saint Mary and no saints are around him in that minute at all. Because this is not his minute and this is not her minute. The minute he decided himself because he lost all hope in Jesus. This is the work of Satan. I was reading one day about areas or countries that have a very high level of suicide. And the writer, the Christian writer, said a lovely thing. He said, when you find a country that the level of suicide is very high, be 100% sure that the work of Satan are very successful. Because this is the work of Satan. This is the fruit of Satan when he killed people. So don't go with Satan. Don't start the first step with him. Because he won't be relaxed until he kills you. This is the plan of Satan. Would you go to an enemy if you know that a person is your enemy and he hates you very much and he would like to kill you? Are you, if he gives you a flower, are you going to take from his hand anything, or you are going to doubt very much his intention? The intention of Satan is all the time is to kill you. He won't be happy. He won't be happy unless he kills you, or as much as he can, he damage you. And if he can, he is going to kill you at the end. This is the plan of Satan. Are you going to walk with Satan and to give him his hand in anything you are doing? Sometimes we do so. Sometimes we trust in Satan and we take things from his hand. One example of that. Satan tells you, what about to try this type of drugs? For example, a drug that some person tells you, if you try this drug, you are going to be very happy. And you are very naive and you don't know the path that Satan would like to take you in. And you may try this drug, but it is not the end of the story. I'll tell you the end of the story, that a person that I know, that he started this path and he easily took this drug from a friend of him. And he was at uni stage and his life has been destroyed in 1 year only. Because Satan is not happy that this person may be stealing some money to buy drugs. And this person is not able to go anymore to the church and not able anymore to pray. This is not enough for him. He would like to destroy that person. See how many how many of the youth here in Australia are in rehabilitation centers for years trying to be healed from drugs effect, and they are fully out of conscious and out of control. They lost their life. The Lord didn't mean at all that our youth with activity to be like that, but Satan loved this to happen very much. Don't give your hand to Satan, because he is extremely harsh. He is going to ask you first step only in watching bad stuff on TV or watching bad stuff on the computer and telling you, is that not nice? Tell him no. Anything comes from you, Satan, is not nice at all. this is going really to distract me and is going to destroy my life. Everyone who is taking anything of Satan, this is the first step. The second step, you cannot concentrate in your study at all, because your mind are full of pictures, are full of memories that is annoying you very much, not only while you are awake, but also while you are sleeping, that these memories and these pictures that comes and annoy you extremely. And simply, you are taking this from the hand of Satan. Satan tells you, come with me, I'll make you happy, I'll make you joyful. And it looks from the outside is joyful. And it looks that we have, sometimes when we look into that stuff, sometimes it is attractive at the beginning. But believe me, this will really make you impure, not pure anymore. And when you, later on, you start a nice relationship with a girl that you are going to marry her, you can't be that pure person, and you cannot be that nice person and a human being in your thought. You know what's going to happen to you when you put a lot of time in those stuff on TV and on computer? What's going to happen to you? Your eyes are not pure anymore. You can't have a nice and a pure heart and a pure eyes anymore. Everything you see is bad, and everything you see is full of sexual desire. This is a very bad feeling, that the Lord created us much more simple than that, much more pure than that. The people who are not taking this from Satan are much more relaxed, believe me. I know many of the young people who are very much pure in that, and their life are much more happy and much more simple than those people who struggle from this stuff. Don't trust Satan. Don't take things from Satan and go after him. Satan may come and tell you why you come to church every Sunday, why you are very much related to the Lord. As many of you at work, Satan can talk to us through a friend at work and tell you are very much committed to your church. How come you are fasting 55 days? How come you are spending the Holy Passion in the church? How come you are going to church every Sunday? What about going somewhere else? What about joy? And this is the words of Satan that Satan passed to you. If you'd like to buy from him, it is end of your relationship to God. 1 week you don't attend the Sunday, you know what's going to happen? Next week you are not going to attend. And every month you are going to attend one time. And after that, every year you are going to attend one time. And you will forget about your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Sunday is the day of the Lord. If Satan comes one day and tell you, work on Sunday, or have some sport on Sunday, for example, don't tell him yes. Please tell him, Sunday is the day of the Lord, and I'm not buying anything from you, Satan. Have your eyes open to Satan, please, and don't go after him, because he is a murderer, like the Bible said about him. He would like to kill everyone and take your spiritual place that the Lord prepared for you in heaven. So don't trust him. Don't go after him. You know, the goods that Satan sells is very much known to you, Christian people. You know how it looks like. Like, for example, when you buy a product and it is a China product, for example. You can see at the back it is written made in China. And you know this is a China product. Exactly the same as the product of Satan. You are very much wide-eyed open to know the product of Satan. The product of Satan is against the commandment of the Lord. It tells you go away from the path of the Lord and from the teaching of the Lord. Please, if you find any of his product, if you find any of his things that he encourages you away from the teaching of the church, don't buy from him. Don't take from him, because the end of that will be your suicidal, spiritual suicidal, if it is not a physical suicidal at the end, because that's his aim. He would like that to happen very much. Don't go with him the first step, please. Be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't allow him to offer you something that you never heard about, that you have never seen in the church, and you want to be proud to see in the church. Don't take it from him, please, because he has very bad plans for you. The message of the cross today for us is many message. Whenever you look into the cross, many things will come into your mind. Many contemplation will pass through your heart. But the two of them that I would like to contemplate with you today are these two messages. That a message of love and a message of hate. A message of love from the Lord Jesus Christ when he opened his heart to you and his arms to you very much. And a message of hate, that this is how much Satan hates a human being. And he would like to take all of them with him into Hades. This is how much he did with the Lord Jesus Christ, and he would like to do with you as well if you leave yourself to him. Please look into the cross and have messages from the cross. Abuna Bshoy Kamel from Alexandria, he used to say lovely things to the people who confessed to him. He used to tell them, have 10 minutes as a spiritual exercise, have 10 minutes looking into the cross of the Lord. Of course, he says that out of his experience. He experienced a lot of contemplation when he looked into the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he would like to pass this to the people. He used to tell them, look into the cross 10 minutes every day. Can you please try to do that? Looking into the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ every time you go into your car, every time you find the cross in your house, look at it please for a few minutes. And tell the Lord, give me message, Lord, to understand how much you love me, to understand your humbleness, to understand your real power, your real strength, dear Lord. The strength not in a loud voice and not in hatred, but your strengths are in your weakness, dear Lord, in your humbleness. Teach me to be humble like you. Let us be proud of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is a source of strength and it is a source of power. Look at the cross every time you really need power and you really need strength from the Lord. You won't find more to give you this strength than the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, a hermit was in the desert, and he would like to sleep in the desert. And a thought came into his mind that many beasts and many scorpions are in this place. So do you know what he has done? The power of the cross. He did the sign of the cross around him, and he slept very peacefully. You know why? Because he knows that the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ is very powerful. Don't hang the cross in your neck, or don't you put the cross in your hand, and don't put the cross in your car without relating yourself to the cross, please. Every day when you go to your car to drive and there is a cross in your car, look at the cross, please, and tell the Lord, give me power, Lord. Bless me today, Lord. Make me have a safe trip, Lord, and let me understand your cross which takes me into heaven. Every time you have a cross in your hand and your eyes comes to that cross, tell the Lord, please give me power, Lord, and save me, and I love you, and love me, Lord, and open your hands very much wide for me. May the blessing of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ be really clear in front of our eyes, be really revealed for us, because if we trust in the cross, we are going to be very much safe and very much happy. كل سنة وانتم طيبين, and may the Lord bless you. We are going to start the 12th hour, and we may finish probably in 1 hour 15 minutes, God willing. I know it's a very long day for you, but as much as you spend the day in the church, as much you are going to be happy in the Easter Eve. Believe me, you are going to be very happy when the icon goes in the church and you see the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected and victorious in you. So all the years, be happy to spend the full day in the church, because this will be paid for you back in a lot of joy and happiness.